comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office corrects error in voter information guide. Man sentenced to 45 years for grooming two teens online, one in Slo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office has corrected an administrative error regarding the endorsed candidates list for ballots in San Luis Obispo County. California law requires that all six approved parties have their endorsements and voter guides in all counties. Slo County's voter guide did not include the American Independent Party's endorsement list. The Clerk Recorder's Office on social media shared the official endorsement list and said they will begin mailing out postcards with only American Independent Party endorsements. While we never want to see an incomplete list in the voter guide, we worked quickly alongside the party state chairman to make sure we address the situation in a satisfactory and appropriate manner, the Clerk Recorder's Office said on social media. The city of Paso Robles announced there will be temporary lane closures at the intersection of 13th Street and Paso Robles Street, Monday to Friday. The anticipated end date of these closures is Friday, June 6th. Man sentenced for grooming two teens online, one from San Luis Obispo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 20. 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KABE Hear All News continues at 6:10. A California man was sentenced to 45 years in federal prison earlier this week for sexually exploiting and grooming two teenage girls online, one living in San Luis Obispo County. 42-year-old Daniel Navarro of Victorville presented to be a 15-year-old football player on Instagram and used his account to groom and entice victims into producing sexually explicit images of themselves. One of the teenagers was from Arizona, and she went missing in July 2022 while visiting family in Napomo. Law enforcement discovered that Navarro traveled with her from Napomo to Mexico with the purpose of engaging in criminal sexual activity. Law enforcement found Navarro and the teenager in a Tijuana residence. He was taken into federal custody in July 2022. The next Coffee with the Planner event for the city of Atascadero will be held next week, May 21st, 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. Coffee with the Planner sessions allow staff to hear from the community about a variety of topics in an informal setting. Each session highlights a specific topic, but city staff are happy to address any topic as time allows. This month's topic for Atascadero will be accessory dwelling units and Senate Bill 9. Staff will discuss where ADUs are allowed and what the approval process is. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association recently had to raise the assessment rate for those living in the community, which has led to some pushback, according to its board president. KVRL News conducted an interview with Mason Yaffe, the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors, on why the rates were raised, their purpose, and to clarify what he called misinformation on social media. Here's Mason now on the purpose of the assessment fees.
We have 2,100 homes, 6,000 residents, 24 miles of roadway that we're responsible for. We have a marina, an equestrian center, two public schools, miles of awesome trails for riding mountain bikes and riding horses. And we've also got millions of dollars in storm drain infrastructure, thousands of acres of open space, and we manage all of that with zero tax dollars. That comes entirely from the assessments that we raise, and that money makes up not only the operating budget for our staff in order to perform all the maintenance and fix everything, but it also goes into our savings account for the ongoing long-term maintenance of some of our bigger assets.
Mason said the assessment fees have not been raised in years, leading to the deterioration and neglect of some of Heritage Ranch's infrastructure.
And today we are actually among the lowest of all of the associations in California, especially considering our size, in terms of our monthly assessments. And that resulted in massive amount of deferred maintenance. Just things didn't get done. Everything from the roadways to, you know, our sign at the entrance was many years old and falling apart, was being held up by stilts. And so you can't, obviously, if you're not bringing in money, you can't afford to pay for these things, particularly as we all know, since the economy has continued to cause everything to cost more. So that was the number one problem, really, is that the association just didn't have the money to fund the things that it needed to fund.
Mason said anyone with questions about the project's financial status or assessment rates of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association is more than welcome to attend its monthly board meetings or contact staff. KPRL News will continue covering information shared in this interview in future newscasts. A third daily Pacific Surfliner round-trip train has been added to the Central Coast service. Slocog says the service launched May 4th as a 12-month pilot service expansion. With this additional roundup, our regional transportation partners are expanding reliable travel options for the Central Coast and making it easier for residents and visitors to choose rail over driving. The added service train departs the city of San Luis Obispo at 1:12 p.m. and runs all the way to San Diego. Pacific Surfliner trains offer comfortable seating, onboard Wi-Fi, and scenic coastal views. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-2, the Cardinals over the Athletics 5-4, the Brewers beat the Padres 7-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Athletics, the Dodgers will go against the Angels, the Padres will face the Mariners, the Yankees will go against the Mets. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday unveiled a revised budget proposal for the state without a deficit for his last year in office. The proposal lays out over $350 billion in spending. Revenues were about $16.5 billion higher than projections in January, which helped the state avoid its projected $2.9 billion budget deficit projected. This proposal will still need to be passed by the legislature by the end of June. Caltrans is exploring the idea of high-speed buses for its freeways, traveling up to 140 miles per hour. The proposal says this could one day reshape long-distance travel throughout the Golden State. The system would rely on dedicated freeway lanes for the bus service, but preliminary assessments say this implementation would require extensive upgrades to infrastructure and roadway design. California roads are engineered for speeds of about 85 miles per hour. Federal authorities say they arrested a registered sex offender in San Bernardino County and two women accused of helping him run a violent sex trafficking operation. 43-year-old Tryson Jamerson and his accomplices, 20-year-old Jaden Steinberg and 21-year-old Elliot Tavey, were arrested. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, House Democrats are preparing a broad oversight campaign targeting the Trump administration's energy and environmental policies if they regain control of the chamber in the midterm elections. Lawmakers on the House Natural Resources Committee said they plan to investigate potential conflicts of interest, industry ties, and administration dealings involving public lands, energy development, and environmental policy. Representative Jared Huffman, the committee's top Democrat, said lawmakers have already multiple investigations teed up and would pursue subpoenas and testimony requests if Democrats reclaim the majority. Now, Washington insiders say Democrats and allied groups, including the League of Conservation Voters, have been reviewing administration actions involving offshore wind leases, California water policy, and energy projects. Republicans and administration officials have denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, an Interior Department spokesperson said Associate Deputy Secretary Karen Bud Fallon has complied with all ethics requirements amid Democrat scrutiny of her ranching interests as well as public lands policies.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Every dollar spent on forest fuel treatments saves about $3.75 in wildfire damages, according to a new study of nearly 300 fires in the western United States. The study, which was led by researchers at the University of California, Davis, estimated that the treatments, such as forest thinning and prescribed burns, prevented $2.8 billion in losses, reduced wildfire spread, and fire severity. Fuel treatments and forest management are critically underfunded public goods, said lead author Frederick Strabo, a postdoctoral scholar at the UC Davis Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics. Our results suggest that when fewer resources are available to agencies like the Forest Service, more of the economic burden of wildfires falls on the public. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, north-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday and Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 80s on Thursday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's an upbeat reading on manufacturing activity for this month. The Federal Reserve's May Empire State Manufacturing Survey says activity grew at the fastest pace in more than 4 years in New York State. The reading topped 19. Economists were expecting a reading of 7. New orders and shipments improved. Employment rose, though prices were at the highest levels in 4 years. President Trump says China has agreed to buy up to 750 planes from Boeing with an initial order of 200. The president revealed details while on Air Force One leaving China. AI chip maker Cerebras far exceeded expectations with yesterday's stock launch. Shares jumped 68% in the first day of trading. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, Simply Safe Home Security, they do things differently. With Simply Safe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. The perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition, all here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, sound off, 12:30 till 2, Darsh and Kenny will be in. It's Open Mic Friday, so have at it with that. Speaking of sound off and so forth, yesterday I was listening to John Pashong, and he mentioned two things that I think, you folks in Templeton, some are probably aware of, but in San Miguel, I'm not so sure, and that's roundabouts in the specific locations. I think it was Bethel and Vineyard. By the school because of parents complaining about the buildup of backup of traffic and so forth. And then for those of you in San Miguel, I think he said where the Mission Deli is and the, they put in the four-way stop sign. It used to be just two. And I thought John said that they were thinking about a roundabout in that area. So maybe you have some thoughts about either location, but it is entirely up to you. Also, estimates on the proposed school bond here in the city of darn near Paradise, where we continue to pay on the two. I still haven't found how much we owe on the Cuesta, so that's actually you're paying three for those property owners. But the bond, the 216, I think that gets paid or supposed to be paid off in 2048. The one prior to that would be in 2027. And then the new one, don't know because we don't know if they're going to go with this or not, more than likely. But the total cost will be $400 million. we will see. And by the way, according to what information I was given, that the district has used the word may, not shall, in some of the presentations or the wording regarding that. So when they say may, that's
not concrete enough for some people. They may or may not do this. They may spend the money on this, they may not. So again, wording is extremely important. Extremely important. Don't let yourselves get manipulated. Not that the government or anybody that's getting public money would ever try to manipulate us. No, that would never happen, because they have good intentions. Always remember that, folks. They have a very good intentions. So there you go. Speaking of school, this has been tried in California, and it may be coming back because they're going to try and pull this through. For those of you that homeschool your kids, Connecticut is, they've put a proposal up to basically block parents or make it as difficult as possible for them to homeschool their kids. Now, again, this has been pushed in California before. It was shot down, but always remember, these things never go away. So something to be aware of. And obviously a lot of people think that this is a broad attack on parental rights, which is blatantly unconstitutional, but when has that ever stopped some states before? All right. So anyway, in the case, which would probably be the same in California, the proposal would force homeschooling families to prove their innocence to the government before they can educate their own kids at home. What it does is it requires annual notices of intent and background checks by the Department of Children and Families when a child is withdrawn from public schools. Families would be barred from homeschooling altogether if a parent or any other adult in the household faces an active investigation or appears on the state's abuse and neglect registry. Okay, so again, this has been tried in California. More than likely, it will come back, or they're going to watch and see what happens in Connecticut. Again, the stuff never goes away. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, this is Linda George. I'm always a day late and a dollar short. You guys announced yesterday about the cannabis study session, and I wanted to update people on what's actually going on.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So, so basically the study session, I was surprised they're going to do it, but the city did a really good job. I was perusing their new policy, basically, and they are removing the named operators, Kinfolk, Dubs, and I forgot the other one. And so they're also removing the cap of how many deliveries can be in the city. They're seeking the city council's advice, basically. And they're going to, does anybody that's already operating here needs to reapply for a recreational? So what that does is, I think what last year, what started all this with Dubs and myself is that they came into city council asking to be the first storefront. That's where the 6 minutes came in with Cliff Branch. He was pleading their case that the halls would go under if they didn't have a storefront. The halls felt like they should be the first storefront. I remember at one meeting, Councillor Bausch said, just because you've been here the longest doesn't mean you get the first storefront, and the whole crowd booed him. So the way that they wrote this, it effectively takes the halls and Dubs out of the running to be the only delivery or anything like that. And then as of yesterday, April 22nd, Megan's announced that they're delivering to Paso Robles. My understanding at a planning commission meeting is that they've already signed an agreement with the halls to deliver out of that same building. So,
well, okay, let me ask you a question, Linda. From what I recall, there were stories circulating that the Dubs had some tax issues here within the state.
Right, and in order for them to qualify to recreational, I think all those things would need to be put in order. I've heard through the grapevine that they're fixing those items, but if that's the case, okay, well, you fix it now, but can we trust you to not do it again? And I think by their own history and their extensive tax lien, that was part of the restraining order they filed against me. They didn't want me speaking about the tax lien on their boats, and there were over 40 they're over 40. And so I think the question to the community is moreover, you know, especially if they're still delivering recreational when our ordinances are not passed, you know, do we want to give them a second chance even if they fix their situation? That's for the community to decide.
Well, okay, again, let me just throw this out.
Sure.
Do people that use their business, they, you know, they call up and they ask for deliveries or go to the storefront and so forth, do you think that they care if they have tax liens or not?
I don't think they have cared because we had during that restraining, during that restraining order, we had video evidence of people buying recreational, even though our ordinance weren't passed, even though, you know, people were telling me that they were still delivering recreational, even their own business partner admitted that they were. So that's something they have to deal with the cannabis board or whatever. But the city has tightened up the policy where something like that could never happen again.
Are they going to limit the amount of people that can get these permits?
That's what they're going to discuss. That's what they're going to discuss. They want to get guidance from the city council as to remove the cap of how many, because they can't control how many people can deliver into the city. So what I did, I actually called at the Planning Commission in early February for the revocation of Dub's license or permit. But I called every delivery in this county and asked them to come to these meetings. But one of the things that we found was that the city cannot stop the other deliveries from other cities coming in here. I learned that people as far as Salinas were delivering into Paso at one point.
Well, I have to ask, how could it be profitable for somebody as far as away from Salinas or Los Osos or even Morro Bay to deliver to Paso Robles?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think that if Megan's has already signed an agreement to deliver, then we'll find out, you know, basically it's going to be easier for them. But I have always wondered that myself. But I think when this first started off, it was basically delivery primarily, especially during COVID. I'm not too familiar with that process, but I just think overall that what I'm looking at that they wrote and what they're seeking guidance from the council is written very well. And it absolutely knocks the halls down. They will not get the first storefront. That will not be discussed at this meeting. And that's what Cliff Branch was, you know, the infamous 6 minutes at council public comment, that's what he was basically begging them to have the first storefront. And the halls generally bring about 50 to 60 people. I suspect they're going to be protesting that they don't get to be first anymore. That's my suspect, you know.
This may be too simple, but with all this, you know, whatever they want to put in place in the city, et cetera, why not just let the market decide eventually who's going to be able to stay in business?
True. I mean, and I think that's why a lot of people advocated, not just me, other people advocated for 5 to 6, but removing the cap of how many can be here, you know, that's up to the council. Maybe they'll say no. Maybe they'll say no, we like 3, no, we like 5. We don't want that many.
Well,
cities
do have the authority to limit, you know, certain types of business to a certain number, but I also wonder, what are their decisions in allowing some businesses to have more storefronts than others, if they would explain that?
True. I mean, and I think, honestly, a storefront for Paso is probably 10 years away. I think this is a really huge move for Paso, being so small, to even have the recreational delivery. From what I read back into the records, because I went back to the beginning, and I looked at the survey where the people were asked, and it didn't ask about a storefront, but the people want the storefront. So they have to go back to the drawing board and go back and have another survey to ask the people what they want. So you're talking about a consultant survey 2 years before, and, you know, because change in government happens slow. I say 5 years, depending on who ends up being mayor and who's on the council in 2030, I think, is the next one. So So I just thought, you know, I think it's important to really look at the fact that there's no favoritism. That's a big problem here, cronyism, because I suspect John Hammond may stick up and say, well, how come the Halls aren't first, or we want them to be first? I can only imagine he's the only one, because, you know, originally this was Ty Lewis's program.
Well, okay. Also, I just want to throw this out in general. Why do our elected officials need to rely on hiring consultants or surveys to get information from the people?
I know. It is a little bit of a beef of mine, too, but I have so many. Like, right now, I'm zoning in the fact that we pay up to $20,000 a year on hotel accommodations for our city attorney. So I'm going to just take one bite at the elephant at a time, especially since at the last city council meeting, they are going to shortchange Chamber, Travel Paso, I think it was, and Main Street. They don't have enough money all of a sudden to give them the 110 or whatever. You know, we're broke all of a sudden. And my response is, then you shouldn't have approved the pickleball court. I mean, that's going to be my natural default. So it's amazing on even being a little city on how either it's an oversight, because it was a question I asked, do you audit what people are spending? I never got the answer to that question. But just looking at what she, BBK, charges in 1 month, for city council meetings, it's $8,000 a month. Just city council.
And they get a flat rate anyway, don't they?
Well, that's what I asked for next, the contract, or Liz Hall's particular contract. You know, I was going to try to do a petition to elect our own city attorney, but that didn't mean I was going to stop pounding at the waste. $134,000 a month, and you can't give the three entities that help your tourism go round an extra $10,000 or $5,000 because she stays at a hotel that's $368 a night. Well, when I traveled with the state, we had government rate, AAA rate, and we paid about $120 a room at Hilton, or I'm not Hilton, Holiday Inn. So I don't know which hotel. You know, those types of things can be tightened up for sure.
Yes, they can indeed, and they should be looked at. Again, when people are traveling on the taxpayers' money, they should realize that and respect it.
True, and that's going to be my next thing. But, yeah, I mean, I think that overall, as far as the cannabis is concerned, they're gonna really tighten it up, and I suspect the Halls are going to be very angry Tuesday night.
Should be a fun meeting.
I'm sitting with Chief Nord.
All right.
Take care. Thanks,
okay.
Guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, well, that's should be fun. Should be fun. Let's see here. What else do we have going on? Yesterday, I mentioned that the state of California, we have some folks on death row inmates. They're watching porn on taxpayer-funded tablets. And this was the state, but taxpayer-funded tablets. It's a multi-million-dollar program where incarcerated people could send and receive messages in time to loved ones amid a push for digital equity. That's what it says. And also the devices, the brain trust of whomever here in the state, it was to be used for educational purposes, so these dirtbags could better themselves and eventually be contributors to society. However, it doesn't say all of these people are using this to watch porn, but a fair amount are using porn, or using it for porn. Now, yesterday somebody informed me that the, what is it? I forgot the name of the prison down there. Anyway, the one down in San Luis. Why can't I remember that? Chris, what's the name of it? The men's colony.
Okay.
The men's colony. That they've had the tablets for about 8 or 10 years. So I don't know when this program went into effect, and it doesn't seem to say here what the state is going to do about this. So anyway, again, folks, your tax dollars at work once again. So vote for a bond too, because we have plenty of money, plenty of money. All right. I came across something this morning. It could be kind of cute, and there's two of these things. They're kind of the same, but is one, it's what kids can't do anymore. All right. You have that. And there's a difference between what kids can't do anymore and what activities kids can't do anymore. But there is a common denominator. But we don't have time. We have to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. California law requires that all six approved parties have their endorsements and voter guides, but slow counties did not include the American Independent Party's endorsements. The clerk recorder's office has mailed out postcards with their endorsement as an amendment, apologizing on social media for the error. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association recently had to raise the assessment rate for those living in the community, which has led to some pushback, according to Board President Mason Yaffe. Yaffe told KPRL News that these assessments are for ongoing maintenance of Heritage Ranch's infrastructure, such as roads and storm drains, and they haven't been raised in years, leading to deterioration and neglect. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping ending their latest meeting. They had spoken about the Strait of Hormuz and Taiwan.
He wanted to tell President Trump that the number one priority for U.S. and Chinese relations is that China can basically do whatever they want with Taiwan, and they do not want any interference from the United States government if they choose to make a military move.
Fox's Peter Ducey. At least four people are dead after a small plane crash in southern New Mexico.
The FAA revealing the plane operated by TransAero Medevac was traveling from Roswell to Sierra Blanca Regional Airport.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 24 people have died in a missile attack on a Kyiv apartment building. America's listening to Fox News.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
All right, get ready for the weekends. That means you have to have some bagels this weekend. You can find the Stein's Delicious Bagels at Valley Fresh Market, or you can go to their commercial kitchen on Union Road, 2917 Suite G. That's just east of Golden Hill Road. You can't miss it. And don't forget to order the Big Apple with lox and cream cheese, or the bacon, eggs, and cheese bagel, or you can just pick up a dozen great bagels. It's that simple. Give Brian a call, 805-975-5520, or follow them on Facebook at Stein's Barbecue for all the details. All right, time for sports at 10 minutes away from 7, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Western Conference Finals.
Dorofeev goes to work. He strips it before the puck can go to Trouba. Dorofeev threw it on goal, and he scores from a terrible angle at the right corner. Dorofeev makes it 5-1 Vegas. Two goals for Dorofeev.
Golden Knights Radio Network on the call. They eliminate the Anaheim Ducks 5-1. Earlier, the Canadians have taken a 3-2 series lead after they defeated the Sabres 6-3. The NFL schedule has officially been released, and for the first time ever, we're going to have a Thanksgiving Eve game between the Packers and Rams in L.A. The Rams actually lead the way with 7 primetime games, while the Packers, Chiefs, Bills, and Seahawks, they have 6 primetime games. In baseball, the Dodgers defeated the Giants 5-2. White Sox beat the Royals 6-2. The Cubs shut out the Braves 2-0.
And there is also another team in California that played yesterday, sweetheart. It was the Cardinals Cardinals defeating the A's 5-4. By the way, that Thanksgiving Eve game, the Packers and the Rams, it's only going to be on Netflix. You got to buy it. You got to buy it. Wisconsin's trying to do something about that, by the way. We may get to that this morning. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. The right choice, KPRL, 8.5 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. That speaks volumes. All right, we're going to have a pretty nice day again. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. And we'll do low 80s on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Then we'll hit 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday, mid-80s Thursday. Upper 70s a week from today. Watch out, the UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:59 a.m., 8:01 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving gently along here at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Checking in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. It's all doing our job, responsibilities, the whole nine yards. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing on the board. And, Chris, of course, on Fridays, you know that your brain doesn't get to use as many calories because you have the day off for this.
Enjoying the breath of fresh air.
Enjoying the... by the way, is there any list that you have of things to do this weekend that may include buying Spam or blue cheese dressing?
Certainly not blue cheese dressing, but at the grocery store the other day, I did see some cans of Spam and I was tempted, but perhaps next time.
All right. Well, remember, sometimes temptation can be evil. All right, folks, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Just go to AtascaderoGunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they're on file Friday. So what I do is I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you think you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in And I will decide if you're close, if you fumble with the song, you know, the title or anything like that. Just kind of depends what kind of mood I'm in. And also, extremely important here, don't answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. Pretty simple. And this may be a simple one. Here we go. Good luck. That's just one of the greatest intros of all time. I could just hear that part of the song all day long, man. That's just too good. Too good. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Come on. There we go one more time. Just because I want to hear it. Yep. You know, if you don't move when you hear that, you dead. You dead. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's the Stones.
The Stones, Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies. Yes, sir. May I have your name, please?
Bill Larson.
Bill Larson, all right. Do you like the song?
That's a good song, yeah.
Well, all right, sir. I've got you down as our final qualifier. You enjoy the song and your weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Play it.
You're well. Oh, yeah, I got it for you. 1969. It was their last number one in the UK. For Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies. This is so good. It's just so good.
I met a gentle barroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honk, it's a river. Give me the honk, it's a river. I laid a divorce in New York. Then she covered me in roses. She blew my nose and then she blew my mind.
Recorded in June of 1969, released in July, and it went to number one in the United States for 4 weeks that summer. And a little bit more on the song coming up.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The next Coffee with the Planner event for Atascadero will be held next week, May 21st at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. The session will highlight accessory dwelling units and Senate Bill 9. Staff is also happy to address any topic as time allows. City of Paso Robles announced there'll be temporary lane closures at the intersection of 13th Street and Paso Robles Street Monday to Friday. The anticipated end date for these closures is Friday, June 6th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And, of course, the cowbells in the background, the performer on that was the one and only Jimmy Miller. We need more cowbell. All right, we've got two more hours to go here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And this hour was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and there's more, but we're out of time.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.